Welcome to season 5 of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. I'm Beverly Densham, Mindfulness Pilates teacher of over 25 years and author. I really look forward to bringing you tips to reduce back pain to feel good, as well as working through stress to calm, with relaxation, positive affirmations and inspiration every week to inspire you in body and mind. Feel stronger, happy and calm. Hello, so big welcome to today's podcast. It's a chronic fatigue recovery episode for you. And of course, there'll be the usual meditation and positive affirmation card message of the day for you. But I just wanted to share how this podcast came about today, actually, this particular episode. And I was going to maybe throw in a special guest, but I didn't organize it in time. So it's just me solo episode today. And so what happened was I was interviewed on a fantastic podcast, which I highly recommend. It's called the Chronic Fatigue Recovery and Burnout. It's Chronic Fatigue Recovery and Burnout podcast with Anna Marsh. And it's very good. It's very good. Anna actually became a friend of mine over a year ago now. We met at the sauna in Dorset here, and we've been friends ever since. And this year, recently, I was interviewed on her podcast. The episode's not quite out yet, or maybe when you listen to this, it is already out and you can take a full listen, where I share more in depth about my personal chronic fatigue recovery journey, because I have had that experience myself. And she asked me a question on the podcast. She said, "Bev, do you offer specific mindfulness Pilates classes for chronic fatigue recovery?" And at the time I said no, but I'm open to it, although I have for a long time been teaching clients with a chronic fatigue or ME diagnosis. So they've been coming to my regular classes, the sort of more gentle mixed ability classes, which are 40 minutes and an hour long. But since I was interviewed and Anna asked me that question, it actually today is going to be my very first official chronic fatigue recovery mindfulness Pilates class. And I'm offering a free taster class to try it out online on Zoom in exchange for a testimonial. So I think I have like about 5 or 6 booked in this week and next week to try it out. And I make sure the beginner and that they're only 30 minutes long. You can rest whenever you like. You can visualize if you need or want to as well, the exercise. You've got the choice of sitting rather than standing. We'll be doing most of it lying down on the mat. And yeah, really, really excited to teach it actually, and offer this with shorter sessions, which I think is important at the beginning. It's not to say that you'll always do just 30 minutes, but to be honest, all my clients just practice 6 minutes a day, which is very achievable. And to start with, when you're going through that, just starting with like a few seconds here and there and 3 minutes. Daily practice is a nice way of starting, but obviously it has to be tailored to you. So I thought in today's episode, that's how it came about. And I thought perhaps today I'd share a bit about my own personal journey with chronic fatigue. And also I had quite a lot of questions come in on Instagram, so I thought I'd answer them all on the podcast for you. And then we'll go into a lovely meditation. I was very inspired in today's meditation for you, though, that there is breathing and calm and relaxation, but equally there is going to be smiling and some movement. It feels important to get more movement as well. So it's a brand new meditation today. I just made it up this morning. So I hope you enjoy that. And we will pick a positive affirmation card today, as I said. Right, they are ready over here. So, okay, well, let's go a little bit into my personal journey. One of the other questions that came in was, how long have you been teaching this? So I've been teaching over 25 years now. Oh my goodness, a long time. But I am actually enjoying it more than ever. So that's really good. So my personal chronic fatigue journey started when I was 17 years old, actually, and I'd been to the doctors and I found out that I had anemia. So that was kind of the beginning of experiencing that low energy and fatigue. And some of it's a bit blurry, actually. So I'm going to carry on the journey. So I went to university and I studied a degree in sports science at University of Brighton. And after I'd finished that, I went off to work just for a summer as a tennis coach at PGL Activity Holidays, actually. And I was really enjoying it, and the people were lovely, and you got to do all the different activities as well, from, I know, kayaking to whatever it might have been. Obviously, my job was to teach the tennis. But yeah, I was really enjoying it. And then it was just this, I was just completely struck down by this absolutely overwhelming fatigue. I remember sitting somewhere, and I just noticed that I just could hardly walk, basically, and walking just a meter or two was just terrible. It's like the energy being completely sucked out of my body, and I was diagnosed with glandular fever. And that was a very sort of long recovery, and I'd say maybe slightly questionable. Before I travelled around the world for a year and a half and worked abroad, I'd say it's slightly questionable. And had I fully recovered? No, I don't think so. And at that point in my journey, I hadn't, my first year of university, I didn't drink any alcohol or anything like that. And then I did join in, and I think that was I feel it's a contributing factor to lowering the energy levels and gets you run down, and you're not getting enough as much sleep. And same traveling around the world as a backpacker, actually. I can't remember now the last time I actually drank alcohol. At least 15 years I haven't drunk any. But when I was traveling around the world, I did on and off. And it was very noticeable that it would increase the fatigue. Eventually, I came to my senses over 15. I really don't know how long it is now, but I realized there was a definite correlation between, for me anyway, between, it's like poison, between alcohol and energy levels. Of course, there's lots and lots of factors with it. With fatigue, there's, so many different reasons. And, I think it's, obviously very important that we're fully checked out by the doctor, et cetera, et cetera, because there can be so many angles to it. I was involved in a major road traffic accident, which I have talked about before, in Australia, in Cairns, in northern Queensland. And yeah, there were multiple things that needed addressing and healing. They mainly looked at my neck, and my wrist was operated on. So there was kind of the physical side, practical, having an operation in Australia, and that side of things, and that sort of rehabilitation. But there was also the mental rehabilitation of post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, a high anxiety, panic attacks from the accident, which needed healing. But the fatigue came back with absolute vengeance as well. So there were multiple things to deal with. From a working point of view, I gradually recovered enough to find inspiration in Pilates, to want to learn it myself, have a passion. I think it's really important to have some sort of passion going on, even if it's a very minimal level, as in not very much time with it necessarily. But I gradually built up the Pilates and then trained in it, and I got some enthusiasm for life back. But there were other things going on in the background. I think sometimes we need to see a different practitioner, a different doctor. Unfortunately, I did see a different doctor, and without knowing at all, I had undiagnosed celiac disease as well, meaning I can't eat gluten, wheat, etc. No idea how long that had been going on for, but there was a definite improvement as well after being diagnosed and not eating any more, wheat, etc. have had several gluten reactions since, not through being really careful, but you still want to live and eat out and things like that. There's actually a really lovely cafe in Dorset, which is all gluten-free, which is just such a novelty. I don't have to say, is it gluten-free? And I really like to know what's in things, and yeah, that it's safe to eat, because it's just nothing worse than a gluten reaction. It's awful. Anyway, I'm not going to go into that because it's not a very nice thing to talk about. I do believe personally there's a big correlation connection to trauma and energy levels and fatigue as well. I saw that massively in relation to being in a very highly toxic, stressful marriage. I'm not going to go into that today. But one of the times I really noticed it as well was, so I had in-person studios in Hertfordshire for 16 years, as some of you know. I now have teach online on Zoom, so you can be anywhere to work with me, which is good. And most importantly, obviously, clients are getting the same results. But yeah, one of my teachers who used to work with me, Rosie, she was such a beautiful soul. At one point, she was working up to five times a week with me at the studio. Anyway, she didn't turn up to work one day, and she had actually been murdered. And then the person who murdered her partner at the time went on to kill himself. So I probably better put some show notes, caution notes for this episode. So it was very, very, very traumatic. I remember I created this candlelit vigil at the studio every day. Yeah, it was absolutely horrendous. We did close for a short amount of time just to, I don't know, show our respect, and it was such a shock. And having crime police, you know, notifying you 24 hours later, I was one that contacted the police because she hadn't come to work, which is just, she's always one of those people, it's always early. But how it, you know, you're running a business and you're looking after all these clients. I have sort of a whole team of teachers, admin, hundreds of clients a week at the time. You know, it's kind of a two shifts a day kind of studio. And yeah, you're sort of trying to keep going. You're trying to carry on being a mum and everything else. But it like hit my energy like a ton of bricks, like a complete ton of bricks. And I remember going to my old studios for myself to join in with one of my teacher's classes. And I remember we had these big triangular cushions, which you could just lie on a comfy mat with a blanket. I always had lovely cozy blankets and hot packs and nice smelling essential oils, lavender, whatever might have been burning at the time. And had these big giant triangular cushions you could lie on your back and put your legs over the top of that to like be more restful for your legs and your back and your hips. And I remember going and just lying there. The class was on and I just went and lay there, which was helpful. I'll be honest, it was helpful. I do always give my clients an option to rest or visualize, breathe or visualize the exercise. You can even get benefits physiologically from visualizing and not actually physically doing an exercise. So this is something really to bear in mind as well when you start Pilates, and you can always have a chat to me first. So yeah, I just wanted to mention this, but that was, yeah, a horrendous time and traumatic. And yeah, that definitely noticed the correlation between when things started, you know, when it's been worse, what's going on, are there more stressful things that have happened? You know, I really noticed that as well. Also, you know, overworking can be a problem that has been a problem for me. So different things that have helped me on my journey, obviously Pilates has helped me, and definitely with mental health as well as physical health. And it is very mindful. You are in the moment, you are thinking about what you're doing in body and mind, and it's a great way to switch off. But also the way I teach it these days as well, I find more inspiring, more motivational, because you're bringing in sort of the mindset more as well, and helping change the thoughts and the thinking in sort of subtle but powerful ways as well. Anyway, you can try it with me if you want to. Sleep is a big thing. I would say I'm probably nearer the end of my recovery now. Am I fully recovered yet? Not yet, but I'm on my way. I'm doing really pleased with where I'm at. I've had to completely change what I do, how I do things, when I work. I'm so grateful when I have days like today. You know, like last week I had five, no, four very good days and three really exhausted and sometimes low-level fatigue days. And that can be some weeks, but then I'm so grateful for when I get the good days. And yeah, I'm very grateful for that. However, I have to be very, very strict. You know, I have to sleep by 10 p.m. for me or earlier, get at least 9 hours sleep, and it look is really helpful, sometimes more. You know, I've done in the earlier days, I did therapy. I've done something called lightning process. As I said, the Pilates has really helped. Having a morning routine has been amazing. I teach my clients how to do that. For me, I've switched from, I used to do, and I think it's accepting where you're at as well. You know, I still had so much more to heal. I think there's so many layers of the onion, and I think it depends how many multiple things have happened. You know, I was also in intensive care after I gave birth to my son after a preeclamptic fit. Obviously, that didn't help either. Going through domestic abuse, the psychological, emotional side, that didn't help either. Relocating and starting a business all over again in a new county, that is not easy. Being a completely single parent, a mum and a dad all at once, being the sole breadwinner, which I always have been anyway, it all takes its toll. And I think you then have to, like, well, what can you do about it? And I'm excited that mindset can make a big difference as well, but it isn't the only thing. You can't just completely think your way out of things. You know, we do need to look at all angles with all these things. So, like, I've changed the type of exercise I do, not just from an energy level point of view, but I choose walking over running. I get as much support as I can. I do cycle as well now, but I walk the hills, for example. I love going in the sea, plunging in the sea, not proper swimming, but you know, plunging in the sea and jumping the waves. Oh, sorry, just dropped my pen. I love going in the sauna. That is really lovely as well. And yeah, journaling has become a passion of mine. So that's really something I really love to do. I teach people how to do journaling. I think it's very therapeutic. I think it can be very solution focused as well. And I think it can help you get things off your chest, but then you can also turn things around when things are more challenging with it as well. So it's very, very helpful. Lots of things. I love nature. I think nature is a great healer. Walking is a great healer. So yeah, I do different things in my morning routine. I do the journaling. I'm into hot and cold showers as well, I find helpful. And juicing and transforming my diet and seeing a nutritionist and naturopath and having bioresonance scans have all really, really helped enormously. My nutritional status was not so good, and there were quite a lot of deficiencies which needed addressing. So I've been working on that, and that's all okay now. And there was a leaky gut, and that's all okay now. There were so many different things that, like, needed addressing. And yeah, so many things, so many things. So there's some of the things that have helped me. Having harmony in your home as well, I think, is really important. So I'm glad to say I have a happy little home with my son. So let's move on to the next bit of today's podcast. So where am I at now? Yeah, I'm pretty pleased. I just have to really pace it. Whereas some people do this and that and another thing, and then do something in the evening as well. No. I'm so glad there are other people like me now who, like, I try and live my dream lifestyle as often as possible, which basically means having a cozy family life at home, going for a walk, going to a coffee shop, and maybe plunging in the sea if I'm lucky that day. Seeing friends and family and watching films, and that's about it. And that is my dream lifestyle now. And my expectation isn't to do loads and loads of things in a day. It's my goal, it might be to do one thing. And I'm really happy with that. I'm happy with that. And I think people around me are getting used to the fact that I don't do evening stuff. And sometimes I can get really stressed and anxious about if it's a family wedding or something and coping with it. But luckily I did manage a family wedding and made sure there was time off, you know, on the next day and things like that. But yeah, things like that can be a bit anxiety inducing. Because I know that if I don't get to sleep at a certain time, then that will be a recipe to suffer from fatigue the next day. So it's a real motivating factor to look after myself and do the self-care and get to sleep on time and really to avoid things in an evening. And I'm kind of coming to a place of acceptance with that. But I've now joined a Wim Hof swim club. It's not really swimming, it's plunging, which is great. you can do a gentle walk or you can do a run with it. So I do the gentle walk. So yeah, I used to be a squash player and tennis player and runner. I loved running. But because my back doesn't really like doing anything like squash or heavy running anymore, equally my energy needs looking after too. So I have to really manage it. One of my friends who was diagnosed with ME said that a lot of people prefer the word chronic fatigue management. For me personally, I like to believe that eventually I will fully recover. For my personal belief, that's why I've called it chronic fatigue recovery today. And feel like we can also keep recovering and adding more and more things that will help, or more and more rest and time off. You know, some of us have been working too much for too long, too hard, and too hard in things. So, you know, I've got a lovely testimonial I'm going to share with you, and then we'll go on to the Q&A bit. So here's the testimonial. Any friends looking for a safe, low impact way to move their body? I've been doing Pilates with Bev for nearly 3 years to keep my body moving in a way I can tolerate. Yes, I have to rest afterwards, but it's manageable and I feel better for having done it. Bev is really good at giving lots of difficulty options so everyone can work at their own level. And it doesn't matter if you're working at level 4 in some exercises 1 week and at level 1 for all of them another, because that's all you have the energy for. She's all about listening to your body and doing what's right for you at that moment. You can rest when you need, or visualize an exercise, or join in at whatever level feels good and safe. Plus, it's all online on Zoom, so you don't even have to leave the house. That's from Hannah Sanderson, who is an amazing singing teacher and vocal coach. So thank you, Hannah, for that. Right, we're going to go into the Q&A bit now. So I'm going to read the questions and the things that came in, and then I'll just have a quick answer them. So one that came was about the podcast and chronic fatigue recovery classes, but I think I have a fear from chronic fatigue. So my answer to that is you have to do things that are gentle. I would suggest the best first thing is to talk to someone about it. So it might be talking about to the doctor or a relevant therapist, or, you know, someone like Anna who specializes in chronic fatigue recovery. It can be, if it's about Pilates, the fear, would it be good to go to a health club class? No. Would it be good to go to a great giant class that's an hour long to start with? No. My suggestion is to talk to me. You can do that, a free chat on the telephone or on Zoom. That's a good first point. And then you can either go down the one-to-one chronic fatigue recovery, mindfulness Pilates program, you know, and they can be 30 minute sessions or whatever length is right for you, or you can go down the free taster class with the chronic fatigue recovery mindfulness Pilates class. You can do that after having a chat. The beauty of those is they're very gentle. There's a different approach. There is an empathy to, you know, what's going on for you, and, you know, just working at your level. But yeah, it's starting at the most gentle level. I think that's very important. I have a feeling that everyone's going to find it. Some are going to find it too easy or think it's too quick because it's only 30 minutes, and 30 minutes with mindfulness class for me will probably feel like 10 to 15 minutes. So, but what a great feeling if you feel you can achieve something like that, and then you can gradually start to do a bit more and strengthen a bit more. Next question. Would this be appropriate for someone housebound who hasn't been exercising while sick for almost a year? And I have long COVID, ME, chronic fatigue. So in answer to that, yes, you can. But as I said, it's just got to be at the right level, really. And I help you do it at the right level. And you just have to start somewhere. You know, you just have to start somewhere when you feel ready, and you get going. I remember once, quite a long time ago now, I had really bad bronchitis, and I went to the emergency appointment at the hospital, and the doctor gave a fantastic demonstration, gorgeous posture, and she did the breathing. And I think we can often, we need to do more than we're doing. And it's safe to do basics, if that makes sense. So we need to do the breathing. But often when we feel we can't even do the breathing very well, we then breathe less and don't breathe enough. And then the posture goes, and that causes other aches and pains. So yeah, just start gently at your level. So I'd say start with the sort of having a chat and the gentle taster class. How much are the classes usually? Prices are all on the website. May wait a little more because I recently crashed and I don't think I'm back to my baseline. Yeah, so come when you feel ready is the answer to that. Absolutely. Are the classes at these specific times, or do you do other times as well? So my working hours are 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. London time, and that's when I do all my teaching, all my business networking, everything I tend to do in those hours. So one-to-one programs, classes within those time frames. So I do like early ones, after school run ones, lunchtime ones. I've got 10 classes a week now, and many, there's only one intermediate to advanced, so many of them are mixed ability. And once you get to a point where you find the specific chronic fatigue recovery classes too easy, you can then go into any of the other classes, like Hannah is in one of the other classes. Because they're tailored for those who've had chronic fatigue as well, if that makes sense. Like Hannah was saying about level one, everyone starts at level one and, you know, move on to different levels if that's right for you. I had a taste of Pilates and it's hard, probably because I try to do everything in the class. Okay, that wasn't the class with me. So in answer to that, some Pilates is hard work, but you need to start at a level that's comfortable, gentle, and get the technique right, get the alignment right, that it feels okay, that you feel okay afterwards as well. And then you just gradually build up the strength. You can't, it's hopeless to go straight into a class and you've never had a one-to-one, you've never spoken to a teacher, you haven't filled out a health questionnaire. My health questionnaires are 4 pages long, but it's worth it. And you need to know how to do the Pilates core stability breathing. In the chronic fatigue recovery sessions, you can do sitting instead of standing as well. You don't have to do the standing. Obviously, there's no walking involved in it. You can always do, if you have other things going on as well, such as fibromyalgia. Some of my clients have fibromyalgia as well. and other things going on as well, then you can also use support from a chair or a table to get up and down. And I'll show you how to do that. But you'll find your strength will gradually improve, and then your mobility and your movement and your confidence will improve as well. So, yeah. It needs to be tailored to you. And class size, so I do maximum 5 in a beginner's session, your first session, and then maximum 10 in the classes, meaning that I can look after everybody, still see everybody, still correct everybody's position, still talk you through easily. Or some clients do one-to-one because they want it more, even more tailored to you, and to improve quicker and stuff. So that's that. Yeah, so you need to, it needs to be taught properly. You can't just go into an intermediate class and that's just rubbish. Yeah, you need to have done the beginners first. Some of you are in different time zones, obviously. So if you're Australia time zone, obviously you could do an early evening in Australia, which is morning English time. That's possible too. Okay, so how can I sign up for the Chronic Fatigue Pilates class? Just email me or go to the page on my website, and then you can click and book on there, or just send me a message. I'm pretty limited in mobility, not bedbound, but can't tolerate much more than 5 to 6 minutes of walking. So obviously there's no walking in the Pilates class. As I said, you can sit or stand, you can use the support of a chair. A lot of it is lying down and very restful and rejuvenative. There is also an energizing element to it, especially with some of the extra things that I add in for you, which are extra beneficial to boost your energy a little bit. So, and get the circulation going more as well. We do need to move. We do need to move in a gentle, sort of safe way. So it's really good for that. So yeah, start with the shorter class, definitely. I want to achieve a bit more mobility within my capacity. Some of you are working full time, and now I'm mostly sedentary. Just to gradually build up. And it's about practicing and learning how to incorporate it into your lifestyle, and thinking about how you sit, stand, walk, move, get out of bed in the morning, and starting to add the extra bits in as well. So we will do a positive affirmation in a minute. I'm just looking at, so they're the main questions that I had come in. If you have some more questions, please just send them in, and I can answer those either on a future podcast or on social media or my newsletter for you. Right, so let's just have a little break. So we're going to go into the positive affirmation card message of the day. So I'd love for you to think about what this means to you today, and then we'll go into meditation with movement. Ooh, okay. So I've been babbling on for ages now. Oh my gosh, I'm going to have to go. Okay, lots of love to you, and enjoy the meditation next. So welcome to today's movement meditation. I'm going to start off the first bit of the meditation, either sitting or standing, whichever you prefer. Make sure you're comfortable and that your back is supported if you are sitting, with a cushion perhaps behind your back, feet hip width apart. And just relax your arms, resting on your lap or down by your side, whichever's comfortable for you. If you prefer to just lie down and visualize this, you are welcome to. The movements can also be done lying down. Close your eyes. Breathe and relax. Breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. Relax. Well done. And breathe and relax again into your nose. Out through your mouth, relax. Well done. And breathe and relax again. Relaxing your head, neck and shoulders. Well done. On the next out breath, relaxing your back, hips and thighs. Well done. Breathe and relax. Relax your shoulders, happy shoulders. Breathe into your tummy. Well done. And you're going to slowly open your eyes. You're going to smile. You can laugh if you like. If you want to do this in front of a mirror, you can, or just wherever you are. Give yourself a big smile. Say well done to yourself. and you're going to circle your shoulders three times one way and three times the other way. Just have your arms relaxed down by your side. And now do another three backwards, saying well done to yourself and smile. And now you're going to keep the well done going and you're going to float the arms up in the air. Say well done to yourself, smile or laugh and float the arms back down. You're going to do two more. So when you're ready, just breathe naturally, float those arms up, smile, look in the mirror and smile, or just where you are and float those arms back down. Say well done to yourself, one more. Float the arms up, smile, just make yourself smile, laugh, might make you laugh as well. And float those arms back down. Say very well done to yourself, give yourself a bonus smile. And take a breath in, take a breath out, and very, very well done. This is to boost energy, mood, happiness, success, and help you feel calmer, stronger, and more resilient. Very well done today. You can join in again, breathe and relax, whichever is comfortable for you. Well done. Okay, so welcome back after today's boost energy, boost mood, breathe and relax, and movement meditation. How do you feel after? It's very short and sweet. Obviously, make sure you only move within a comfortable range of movement for you. How did you get on with all that smiling? Did it make you laugh a little bit as well? It did me. So we're going to go in for, before we finish today, we're going to do a positive affirmation card message of the day. Let's see which affirmation we get today for the podcast. Best message today is, I enjoy happy dreams. Bedtime is a relaxing, happy time. I sleep well. What does that message mean to you today? It's a bit of a funny time in the UK, as in the clocks have just changed. And I don't understand why it's done. I just don't understand it. Why mess up everyone's sleep schedules to change the clocks? I don't get it. But anyway, it's something we do here in the UK. So... I slept 9 hours last night, so I'm very happy about that. But wherever you're listening right now, what does this mean to you today? Yeah, that's what it means to me. And I'm being pretty strict on the sleep schedule and pleased about that. So yeah, have a think about what it means to you today. You can also journal with the affirmation as well for a minute or more. Yeah, about what that means to you today. So I'm going to get ready for my first ever chronic fatigue recovery mindfulness Pilates class as we speak. It's on in half an hour. So I'm going to go and take a break now and then look forward to welcoming everybody there. So if you'd like to try it out too, or start off with a chat with me on Zoom and telephone to talk it through, if you prefer to do that first, you're very welcome. But otherwise, yeah, you can book into the free chronic fatigue recovery mindfulness Pilates taster class in exchange for a testimonial. It's online on Zoom, so you're very welcome to try that out. And then there'll be it'll turn into a regular class then, which is lovely. So yeah, really looking forward to teaching that to you. And please review and share if you think this would help anyone you know that's suffering from chronic fatigue, ME, long COVID, or anything affecting somebody's energy levels. Please feel free to share on in case you think this could help them too. I would love that. Thanks for listening today, and yeah, have a really good week and a better week, and sending you lots of love. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. Please rate and review on your podcast platform. You can access the free healing meditation and Pilates to ease back pain in 3 minutes morning routine on my website. And you can also book your free Pilates taster class at the Zoom studio, one-to-one Pilates program, and mindfulness Pilates classes and more at www.mindfulnesspilates.com.